Well, good morning to everyone. I want to talk to you this morning about a topic that I find very distressing. The topic that distresses me is biblical illiteracy, or better said, the lack of basic biblical knowledge of what the Bible actually says. Biblical illiteracy is nothing new. It has been developing, progressing, if you will, for many decades in America, in general, and sadly, even in our churches. I recently read several articles online that talked about just how rampant biblical illiteracy has become in the general population. Based on what I read, statistics show that 30% of Americans never read the Bible. 12% of Americans read the Bible less than once a year. And only 10% of Americans say they read the Bible on a daily basis. So, sadly, not too many people are reading the Bible. Now, many may ask, why is this important? Well, for one thing, our nation was based in a large degree on the principles contained in the Bible. So how do we know the principles in the Bible if we don't read and study it? Now, let's talk a little bit about biblical illiteracy regarding church-going people, not the general population, but church-going people. One survey of regular churchgoers found the following data. 30% reported reading the Bible every day. 12% said they read the Bible once a week. 5% said they read the Bible once a month. Now, these are distressing statistics. Now, although 30% of churchgoers did report that they read the Bible every day, one would actually hope that the number would be much higher than that. There's a well-known surveyor by the name of George Barna, and he summarized the situation in the church in this way. Begin quote. The Christian body in America is immersed in a crisis of biblical illiteracy. Again, the Christian body in America is immersed in a crisis of biblical illiteracy. Brethren, in our Christian lives, we have an ultimate goal. Now, you can word this goal in various ways, but basically, ultimately, that goal is to grow and to be more like Jesus. But how can you grow and be more like Jesus if you don't read about Jesus in the Bible? Now, I want to leave you with two scriptures to ponder. In John 5:39, Jesus said this, "Search the scriptures, for they testify of me." And then Paul said this in 2 Timothy 3:16, quote, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Brethren, let us pray. Father God, inspire us to commit to reading and meditating on the scriptures on a daily basis, for we know that they are the words of life.